Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm happy to be here with you. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. You might as well consider this to be halftime of the show. It's 2 hours down and there's two more to go. And so if you've been locked in since 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, thank you. If you missed any of the show and you want to hit rewind, if you want to start from the beginning, if you want to hang out and hit pause and all that other stuff, it's the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We are all over the damn place. So if you're here in Atlanta with me on 92.9 The Game, congratulations. If you are listening on a station called The Ticket, or The Score, or The Zone, or anything else, thank you. That's all I can say. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of stations locked in right now all over North America. If you're on SiriusXM channel 158 because you're moving across state lines from city to city, thank you so much. I appreciate everybody making the country run. So whether you are delivering food, you are delivering packages, just drop something off for me in Midtown Atlanta. Just conveniently leave it on Peachtree Street and, I don't know, around 15th Street, and I'll find it. So please, just drop off something nice for me. A big shout out to everybody as well who's listening on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is holding it down live from New York City, and we have had a busy night, and it'll continue to be a busy night. Right now, about 10 and a half minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, they are locked in at 84 points apiece, all tied up. The Lakers lead the series 2-1 right now. Lakers going on a bit of a run. Anthony Davis having a good game. This is the good Anthony Davis. 23 points to go along with 12 rebounds. LeBron James with 23 points of his own. And Steph Curry not having the greatest of nights from downtown. He is 2 of 10, but he does have 21 points. Gary Payton Jr. and Andrew Wiggins both have 15. Klay Thompson asleep at the wheel tonight. Klay Thompson only with 6 points. And so we'll update you on that game as we continue on. I did share with you the minute that I got online, or on air, I should say, the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks tonight 109-101. Miami now leads the series 3-1. Miami will have an opportunity to close things out against the New York Knicks in Game 5, which will take place in Madison Square Garden. Josh Hart for the New York Knicks, he spoke after the game, and he basically said, yes, we are down 3-1, but we're not on vacation yet.
Get one, and then, you know, if we get that one, just get one. If we get that one, just get one. We can't look at it down 3-1. We can't look at it. We need three wins. We got to look at it as we need one win.
Yeah, that's how you do things, right? In life, you just got to take one step at a time. Unfortunately for the New York Knicks, the Miami Heat are just stepping on them. The New York Knicks barely led in this game. When they did, they led by like 2 points. They were chasing the Miami Heat the entire game, and they were just – they were out-hustled. Julius Randle spoke as well, and he's like, listen, the Miami Heat, they were just gooning us out there.
It was just maybe they wanted more. I don't know. That's been who we are all year, and we got to find a way to – step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
Too late. Julius Randle had 20 points to go along with a sterling. 6 fouls, which means he fouled out. He had 6 turnovers. Brunson had 32 points. R.J. Barrett had 24. Bam Adebayo showed up. He said, I got 23 points for you. Jimmy Butler had 27. And matter of fact, New York Knicks were out-rebounded 44-35, and it seems like the Miami Heat ended up with like 5, 6, 7 offensive rebounds just in the fourth quarter. And Bam Adebayo said, yeah, it's all about rebounding for us. Listen to this.
You know, Spo's been making it a big emphasis of first to the basketball, and I feel like these last couple of games we've been doing that.
Well, that's typically how basketball operates, right? If you get your hands on the ball, you have a better chance of scoring and keeping the other team at bay. And so the Miami Heat go up 3-1 against the Knicks. And I'd say in the next maybe 30 minutes or less, we will see if the Los Angeles Lakers go up 3-1 against the Golden State Warriors. We have time to go ahead and figure that out. Right before we went to break, and we've talked about a lot so far in the show, we got into Jim Irsay and his comments on Andrew Luck. He's made it very clear after the rumor came out that the Washington Commanders tried to put a feeler out on Andrew Luck last season. Jim Irsay put out a tweet on Sunday night saying, hey guys, he's our property. He belongs to us, at least his rights do, and so step off. And that means anybody who's inquiring about Andrew Luck. So we talked about that. Shep brought up Andrew Luck and his Hall of Fame viability. Shep believes that he is a Hall of Famer. I said, no, hell no, he ain't play enough. And then we also talked about Nikola Jokic and Matt Ishbia, the new owner of the Phoenix Suns. Jokic only fined $25,000. For kind of reaching into the stands to snatch the ball from Ishbia and then nudging him. Whether you want to call it a push, a shove, or nudge, he extended his elbow to move his ass up on out the way, and Ishbia was going to fall whether he threw his hands up in the air or not. Jokic not behaving all that damn badly. Jokic only fined $25,000. I'm cool with it. I don't think he did anything ridiculously overboard except for what he did, which was reach into the stands aggressively and then knock or shove the owner over, whatever words that you want to use. Now, I'm going to tell you about something that did take place today that was just disgusting, which was pretty egregious, pretty outrageous, and I don't know if a suspension is enough. And this goes beyond cancel culture right here. And I have to go to a college coach that most people are probably familiar with, and that's Bob Huggins. Yes, the current coach of West Virginia. He's been here since 2007. I think most of America knows him coming into prominence more so with Cincinnati, where he spent 16 years. Now he's spent the better part of going into 17 years with West Virginia. He took both squads to the Final Four. Unfortunately for him, he's never won one. He's one of only 6 coaches in Division I history with more than 900 wins. He went into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. And so Bob Huggins he's a basketball lifer. He's a legend. He's in the Hall of Fame. Well, I think Bob Huggins has also joined into the Hall of Fame of Jack Assery. And we could have conversations, lighthearted or not, about Andrew Luck and where he belongs and where he does not belong. I think Bob Huggins, I think he belongs on his couch. I think Bob Huggins deserves to, sit at home and, just disappear from you know, what society is, and that's at least being normal. And this has nothing to do with cancel culture, and I think that is a little too prevalent. Bob Huggins, he was on Bill Cunningham's show. Not a show that I would listen to, and I'll explain the reasons to you momentarily. But he was on air earlier today, and they were having a conversation and kind of joking around about the transfer portal and whether or not Bob wanted to grab any guys from Xavier to come and play for West Virginia. And then Bob Huggins made a reference to when he coached for the Bearcats. And he made a reference about, you know, the fans throwing, you know, rubber phalluses onto the floor. But then he decided to take it a step further. Like, he started throwing around homosexual slurs and decided to go a little bit further. This was on the radio this morning. A matter of fact, unfortunately, just for context, I want you to hear this from WLW with Bill Cunningham.
Steve also tells me that you have the best portal transfers. Have you poached any Xavier guys to come to play for West Virginia?
Catholics don't do that.
No, we're above the fracas, aren't we? No problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you. I tell you what, any school that can throw rubber pieces on the floor and then say they didn't do it, my God, they can get away with anything.
Was this
at the Crosstown Shootout, wasn't it?
It was transgender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
It was a Crosstown Shootout. Yeah, no, what it was all those those Catholic I think.
All right.
They were envious they didn't have one.
Okay. Yeah, and so I'll let you figure out what word he used to describe what I guess he wanted to call gay folks. It's just nasty all around. And then to listen to Bill Cunningham, who I had to go and say, okay, who the hell is this idiot here? Who I don't know if it was nervous laughter or, wow, he actually said that live on the radio. Well, let me just laugh and continue on. And so how many, and I have to watch my own words. I have no problem calling anybody a jackass, so I'll probably stick with that. How many idiots can you have on the air at one time? Like, how many folks can you have on the airwaves that just peddle in just nastiness? And I'm sure, and this is the way the world should or should not be. Like, I don't expect anybody to listen to me and agree with every word that I say. What I would at least expect is respect, that you can understand a position. And something that I, at least me personally, I peddle, and every now and then I have a jackass who reaches out to me, who I find to be pretty ignorant, is actually open-mindedness and inclusiveness. And when I hear things like this in any space, it makes me want to vomit. And to hear, and let's think about this, to hear Bob Huggins on the radio this morning, and I tweeted this out, say something like that. Was he drunk? Was he coming off of a hangover this morning? Did he have too much to drink last night? Did he forget that he was on the radio? Is he too old? Like, what the hell is his problem to let something like that come out of his mouth? And if you are that freely saying something like that on the radio, then what the hell are you saying in private? And then the Bill Cunningham guy, you're a jackass too. And I know there's plenty of things that he has said over the years and this is why I stay away from garbage. This is why I started a podcast like Agents of Inclusion, to talk about inclusiveness, because we have idiots like this who have a platform and use it to push hate. Like, that's it. There's no ands, ifs, buts, or ways about it. And if you're going to sit around and push hate, or put other people in a negative light, or put other people in harm, then you just need to sit your ass at home, lock yourself at home, and just rot away. That's it. And so, of course, Bob Huggins put out a note. He put out an apology. He said, I used a completely insensitive and abhorrent phrase that there is simply no excuse for, and I won't try to make one here. I am ashamed and embarrassed and heartbroken for those I have hurt. I must do better, and I will. He basically said he is prepared for whatever punishment that comes his way. Good. The punishment should be just walk away now, man. That's it. Like, I don't think things like this, these are not accidents. And sure, and people say all types of things in the privacy of your home, and you say jokes, and you joke with your friends, and you joke with your families. But when you're saying things like this, that's not an accident, man. You come across as an ass. And so West Virginia has extended things as well. West Virginia University does not condone the use of such language and takes such actions very seriously. The school says the situation is under review. Wrong is wrong. And for a dude who's already sitting at 69 years old, just give him the boot. Get him out of here. What do you think he's said over the past, I don't know, 30, 35, 36 years, 37, 38 years that he's been out here coaching? He got his first job back in 84 with Akron before moving on to the Bearcats and had a short stint at Kansas State. Is at West Virginia now since 2007. Like, hang it up. If you can't be in public or be trusted enough to even be a decent human being in an interview, to just get the hell up on out of here, man. And so Bob Huggins, not the first, not the last person to put his foot in his mouth. And I'm someone who wholeheartedly believes in second chances and second opportunities and giving people another chance, I should say, after a mistake. But when you are as bold to say what he said in the format and the form that he said it, I'm sorry. That's not a mistake. And in that regard, I think he should go. And I give him a little bit more. Hey, bruh, don't wait for the school to tell you bye. Be man enough to leave yourself and work on you to even say these things. I was going to put more there. Just go away. The world doesn't need Bob Huggins or anybody spouting off at the mouth with garbage like this. And so I say goodbye to Bob Huggins. And the guy, Bill Cunningham, he can go kick rocks too. Because we don't need ass clowns. And you can figure out what word I want to replace with clowns. We don't need that type of mess on the radio, spoken by a guy on the radio. I'll be the first to tell you, you call up here, and if you want to share hate and garbage, I don't even give you the time of day before it comes out of your mouth. Bob Huggins, give him the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are trying their best to get closer and closer to giving the Warriors the boot. We got a close one, currently tied up at 94 all. We'll keep you updated. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, yeah, they are keeping it close, down to the wire. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Golden State leads 99-96, trying to avoid that 3-1 series hole, or that 1-3 series hole, whatever the hell you want to call it, trying to tie things up at 2-all, which would certainly change the complexion of this series. We know the New York Knicks, Miami Heat. The Knicks are in that hole right now. Miami Heat up 3-1. Right before we went to break, we talked about something, unfortunately, a little bit more serious. Bob Huggins was on the Bill Cunningham show. Yeah, Bob Huggins, head coach of West Virginia, and they were having an interview. It's what happens when people join someone live on the radio. Conversation took place earlier this morning, and Bob Huggins decided to throw out, unfortunately, a slur. He went a little bit too far, and he decided to use a slur that would be denigrating to someone who would be potentially gay or homosexual. And he went too far, and then he kind of said it like he was talking at home, like he forgot that he was on the radio, and it was a little disgusting. The host, and Bill Cunningham is not shy to just let trash out over onto the airwaves at times, and they just kind of laughed and kept on with it, which I find to be terrible. And so Bob Huggins decided to put out his apology about how ashamed and embarrassed he is. He said he's ready for any ramifications from his words. The university, West Virginia University, says that they don't condone the use of the language. They take the actions very seriously, and that it's being reviewed. The situation is being reviewed. So I assume they're trying to figure out whether or not they want to suspend him, fine him, or maybe give him the boot. What he said was not a mistake. I think he got to go, and that's just as simple as that. Really, really simple to me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Canada and talk to Darryl. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Darryl.
Thanks for having me on. We're on the same time, by the way, a minute and 20 left. We got a one-point game. I love sports. I hope you're enjoying it. And what I wanted to say about thanks for catching me up about Bob Huggins. I didn't know what he did or what he said, but you can't cross the line. I mean, let's be completely honest. Everybody knows right from wrong. And if you can't keep your mouth shut and say right from wrong, you shouldn't be speaking.
Yeah, and I think, and thank you, Darryl, for calling from Vancouver. There's so many times that college coaches talk about building up young men and being an example and being a leader, and this is why we're here. You know, Bob Huggins ain't just some dude, you know, that just got the job. He ain't no young hotshot. He's been coaching since 1984. He's basically almost 70 years old. Like, you know better, right? You've been hiding for this long that you got to be on the radio with a homophobic slur? Like, we don't know what went through his mind. What went through? Do I even want to be in his brain? Like, in what world do you go, oh, I could slip this joke in here real fast. Oh, it's a joke. Ha-ha. Nah, man, what are you doing? 855-212-4CBS. Charles is calling from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charles?
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for letting me on. It's my first time. You know, Toni Morrison said a while back, you know, when somebody shows you who they are,
believe them.
Believe them, you know? This dude needs to get the boot. Definitely. I mean, like, tomorrow, you know. But I'm just recently gotten into sports talk radio, and I'm kind of a NBA neophyte, you know, so I needed to ask you. You know, back in the day in the mid-70s, I first saw the NBA on cable TV out west, and it was the Lakers. You know, they were doing a fast break down the court, and it was the most beautiful thing in sports I had ever seen in my life. You know, it was like a, you know, a herd of antelopes all moving in synchronicity. So what happened to the fast break? I mean, I eventually kind of like the, you know, Bill Laimbeer's Pistons, but Did MJ kill the fast break, or where'd it go?
No, I don't think the fast break went anywhere. Over the course of time, some of the rules that have been enacted when it comes down to fouls might have slowed down the fast break. Individuals putting hands on guys and kind of fouling them to go ahead and stop them in the process. But we see fast breaks. I think if you happen to be watching the games right now, man, a lot of the playoff action becomes half court. I mean, when you got so many teams playing every night from October until about April, there's fast breaks all over the place. And right now, the pace of the game is pretty quick, man. So I think you got to watch more often. There's plenty of fast breaks.
Thanks, JR.
No problem, Charles. Thank you for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, it's just you get into the playoffs, it's half court, man. That's what it is. And right now, Los Angeles Lakers trying to put this one to bed, trying to go up 3-1. 15 seconds left in the game. 104 to 101. Lakers have knocked down their free throws. And then Golden State in a timeout right now looking to tie this one up. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah. What's going on, my brother?
Good, Chris. What's on
your mind? I got to disagree with you on this one. I just feel like he may be wrong. He may not should have said what he said, but people should not be banished for the way they feel. Everybody has an opinion.
Wait. It's not an opinion to say hurtful words to everybody else. That's not opinion. That's just wrong, Chris.
I disagree again. It's his opinion how he feels, JL. Wrong,
well,
right. Not,
well, you know, but I'll put it here, Chris. Everyone is entitled to an opinion, but if your opinion involves hating or hurting other people, that person can take their opinion and they can go to hell with it. That's it. I said it. Celeste is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, GR. How are you?
I'm excellent, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Two things. The coach should definitely be fired. What he said was ridiculous, disgusting, and, yeah, he needs to have the door hit him on the way out, you know, for sure. Number two, I wanted to get your opinion on how you feel about Tatis's return to the Padres. How do you think he's doing so far?
Well, I did see Tatis. What did he have, two home runs the other day to kind of get things going? Who was he playing against, the Dodgers?
Yeah, it was against Clayton Kershaw, both of them.
Yeah, so I think it's still early. We know Tatis is one of the most talented dudes in the game. We just have to see him healthy out there on the field. And I think the Padres are going to be able to turn things around if their pitching holds up. I'm actually kind of more perplexed with what's going on with Soto. I know that he still has that on-base percentage at around 400, which is crazy, or 40%, but he's not getting the hits that he used to. So I'm waiting on him to settle in. I'm not so much worried about Tatis.
Yeah, for sure. He walks. So Soto walks a lot. He just seems a little bit nervous at the plate. I don't know what's going on with him, but we're all hoping that he gets back to his Washington Nationals form, you know? So thanks for taking my call, and have a great night.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego. Yeah, look, when it comes to Soto, his form in Washington was like baby future Hall of Famer without a shadow of a doubt. And so, yes, he still has the ability to get on base. But outside of that, it's like, hey, man, are you gonna be able to add some hits on there as well? I think that's what the world is all waiting for. 855-212-4CBS. Charles is calling from Baltimore.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Good, very well.
I think we need to just respect what people do. I mean, we may not have to agree with it, but at the same time, I think as adults, we need to just keep negative opinions to ourselves and just respect others in whatever way they go in life. And I think it's just disappointing to see how some people think that it's okay to voice ignorance. So, yeah, I think he's maybe not fired but suspended, but if he is fired, I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't think that's wrong either. So, Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you, Charles, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, ignorance, hate, whatever you want to call it or package it up as, it shouldn't be tolerated in any capacity. Matt is calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I don't think he should be fired for the pure fact that you have professional athletes that do things worse, like get DUIs and take a chance on killing people. And that is much more dangerous than they get second chances. So someone that makes a mistake, and I'm not saying it's right, but if a professional athlete gets a second chance after possibly killing somebody, someone taking a mistake on the radio doesn't do nearly the harm that the athlete did getting a DUI.
So I think that is a major apples to oranges comparison.
I don't think so. Death is death.
Well, may I let you speak uninterrupted. Can you allow me the same?
Oh, yes, sir. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I think it's major apples to oranges. I'm not looking at it as death is death. I don't think there are levels to death. My point to you is we understand in the world, here in this country, I don't care what the hell you're looking at, that there are double standards that certainly exist. What I'm talking about is to put people in harm, okay? Yes, it is such a terrible thing to go behind a wheel and to be under the influence and potentially kill someone. It doesn't guarantee death, but it can certainly line you up to do so. I think a misnomer is, especially when someone who has influence like Bob Huggins opens up his mouth about how you continue to help cultivate potential death and harm to others. And that's what it boils down to. It's not so much about death. That is certainly an extreme, but you certainly put people in harm's way. And I think that's what we as a society should probably stop doing. It's real simple. You treat people how you want to be treated. But in an ideal world, which we don't live in, it's real simple. Try not to harm other people. Nobody is perfect. We all may I finish, Matt? You said you would.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. We don't live in a perfect world. People make mistakes. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. Our producer Shep here makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. What we should probably stop doing in a lot of cases is when it comes down to people just being wrong, we need to stop going, well, what about this? Or what about that? Or what about this? I have no issue, and I've made this very clear. What Bob Huggins said was not a mistake. With his words, we can talk about actions and we can talk about words. He had no issue with saying what he said. And as an overall, when you start kind of harvesting, you know, words and hate like that, you do put people in harm's way. And so if you don't agree that he should not be fired, that's fine. That's your opinion. But there should definitely be a swift kick to the ass. There should definitely be a punishment without a shadow of a doubt, because what that man said was not a mistake. And if you're saying all of that in public, what are you saying in private? And you're supposed to be the leader. It's not about what professional athletes do and what his students do and what this. You're supposed to be the boss man here. You're supposed to be held accountable to a different standard. You can't even mind your own self out in public. Pretty disgusting. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody might feel a little disgusted right now for another reason. And these are some basketball reasons. The Lakers and the Warriors just finished up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's official. Right before we went to break, it looked like the Golden State Warriors were going to avoid the hole, but they're in it right now. The Warriors are down 3-1 in their series against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers win tonight in L.A. The final score, 104-101. Some costly turnovers here, some missed shots by the Golden State Warriors here in this matchup, in this game. Let me go ahead and give you some final numbers. If you're wondering about Anthony Davis, yes, he did show up tonight. The Lakers got help from him. 23 points and 15 rebounds. LeBron James finishing the night with 27 points and 9 rebounds to go along with 6 assists. Lonnie Walker coming off of the bench, knocking down and putting in 15 points. And for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry had 31. Klay Thompson, a poor game, only 9 points. Draymond Green, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. And when it really boiled down at the end of the game, just missed shots and turnovers that helped seal this one for the Golden State Warriors. As a matter of fact, let's listen to some of the action that took place to close this game out. Good news for the Warriors, though, to start off. Steph Curry, he knocked down a floater, giving the Warriors a late lead, 96-94. This is courtesy of the Warriors Radio Network.
Curry, now guarded by Walker, dribbles in, one-hander off glass, and it's kissed home by Stephen Curry, who now has a total of 29 points in this game. 96-94 Warriors.
I told you, as we continued on, the Lakers got back in it, and that includes Lonnie Walker knocking down a huge jump shot that put the Lakers up 199. This is in the fourth.
2 minutes to go in the game. Walker driving. Two-pointer by Lonnie. Good again. Lonnie Walker has taken over for the Lakers. He's got 13 points all in the fourth quarter. Lakers by one.
At one point in time, the Los Angeles Lakers, with seconds left on the clock, they had a jump ball situation. Steph Curry ended up with the ball on his back. LeBron James trying to get the ball away from him. Steph Curry trying to figure out somebody to get the ball to. In the process of it, the ball is turned over and moved around. This took place here on the Lakers Radio Network.
AD controls it. Curry's got it. He's on the floor. Throws it away. Laker ball! 1.5 to go!
And with some additional free throws, the game was pretty much sealed. Take a listen to the final call on the Lakers radio network.
They hand it to LeBron. Just throws it into Austin Reeves. Reeves dribbles it out, and that's it. The Lakers win it. 104-101. On the shoulders of Lonnie Walker, and his teammates gather around him at half court. LeBron and AD are hugging Walker like he just found their dog.
Lonnie Walker coming off the bench, I told you, to provide 15 points in addition to those big free throws and the shot that ultimately gave them the lead. Right after the game, LeBron James was on TNT. He talked to Chris Haynes, and he showed Lonnie Walker a lot of love.
We're just a resilient bunch. They hit us with haymakers after haymaker after haymaker, trying to get us to fall. We just stayed in the fight. We just stayed in the fight. You know, it's a 48-minute game, or if it's a 12-round boxing match, and we stayed in there for 12 rounds, man, and was able to pull through.
I'm going to give you two names, and you tell me about how you felt that play. It's definitely Lonnie Walker.
I hope Lonnie Walker.
I see you
first.
Engaged with him.
Yes, sir.
What did you say to him, and what did you think about his performance?
It's not even about tonight. I've been telling him, I said, Lonnie, stay ready. We're going to need you at some point. And for him to be as young as he is, for him to have that professionalism, come out, stay ready when his number is called, we don't win this game without Lonnie Walker tonight, that's for sure.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Game 5, it's going to take place on Wednesday night. The Lakers will be returning to San Francisco against the Warriors, obviously, at home. The Warriors are down 3-1. Warriors don't look big enough. And, you know, if Anthony Davis decides to show up again, this is going to be a difficult one for them to bounce back from. The Los Angeles Lakers, a team that started this season with a 2-10 record, has a completely different roster. And the Lakers, realistically, they're looking right at the Western Conference Finals right now, this moment. LeBron James, knowing that they have to go to San Francisco, take on the Warriors, eliminate them at home, LeBron said, this is what we will need to get the job done.
I mean, as hard as this game was, it's going to be even harder. We understand that. We know that. And if we don't come in with a desperate mindset like they're going to come in, then they're going to blow us out. They're going to blow us out that arena. So we've been in a 3-1 situation in round one versus Memphis. So we got to learn from that. We're not saying that Memphis is Golden State. Both teams are well coached. Both teams are great. But we also know we're dealing with the defending champion. So, I mean, it's time to get rest now. Tired as hell, man. Get out of my face.
855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from California. Go ahead, Chris, quickly.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, man, I was on my way to Reno. Earlier was real close at halftime, stopped off at a watering hole. Won the second half, and, you know, LeBron summed it all up. That kid, Lonnie Walker, and Reeves, don't forget about Reeves, man. Lakers are moving on to the finals, man. What's it come? They're going to win it all.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for calling from California. Chris is ready for the Los Angeles Lakers to go out there and win it all. Lonnie Walker, he dropped all 15 of his points in the fourth quarter. All 15 of Lonnie Walker's points came down in that fourth quarter. 6 of 9 in the fourth. He hit that go-ahead jumper I told you about with a little less than 2 minutes left in the game, and that's all she wrote. Los Angeles Lakers, 3-1 series lead here against the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers win tonight in L.A., 104-101. He mentioned Austin Reeves. He's about to get paid this offseason. Austin Reeves contributing 21 points as well here in this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Steve Kerr just spoke to the media. I know there are a few other players who are basically getting ready to chat as well. We'll share that with you on the next hour when we come back on the other side of the break. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lakers 3-1. The Heat 3-1 against the Knicks. Everybody's pushing everybody off the ledge or to it. We'll talk about it more on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show here, CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Get some damn sleep. Go get Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get Serta.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.